The Longmont Leader accepts contributions, photos, and updates for publication from community members, business leaders and public officials on local topics. Publication will be at the discretion of the editor and published opinions do not represent the views of the Longmont Leader or its staff. To submit a contribution, email info@longmontleader.com. Good day, I am of the opinion Longmont needs and deserves new city council members and mayor. Most of the current council are fulfilling their second go-round, if not more. The council is not in touch with the citizens at all. They are no different than the current Biden administration, obviously watered down to our level. That is very disappointing. I just don't see them focused on what the everyday person wants and needs. I've lived here many, many years, I know what I am talking about. I especially am focused on the mayor candidates. Joan is part of the worn-out crowd. Tim is a wolf in sheep's, yes sheep, clothing. Absolutely, he will sell out to developers and do just as they say. I attended a coffee with council for Tim. What an eye-opener. I was livid when I left the farce. I have watched council meetings and you all should be ashamed if you think your meetings are productive, lively and engaged. It looks like a good old boy club, typical meeting, no debates and a rather large rubber stamp. I've attended many of those meetings. Let's try out the new guy on the block with a business knowledge base rather than government experience. You will regret it, if you put Tim in there, just like Biden. Joan, while she has done a pretty good job aside from her having one foot in Boulder and one in Longmont. I ask people to take this election seriously as it will affect your everyday life. Don't swallow the propaganda arriving in your mailbox, do your due diligence and research. Don't have regrets, again. Susan Anderson.